Political Sentiments. At Rochester, New York, December 25, 1865, I was shown many things concerning the people of God in connection with His work for these last days. I saw that many professed Sabbath keepers will come short of everlasting life. They fail to take warning from the course pursued by the children of Israel and fall into some of their evil ways. If they continue in these sins, they will fall like the Israelites and never enter the heavenly Canaan. Now all these things happen unto them for end samples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. I saw that many would fall this side of the kingdom. God is testing and proving His people, and many will not endure the test of character, the measurement of God. Many will have close work to overcome their peculiar traits of character and be without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, unrebukable before God and man. Many professed Sabbath keepers will be no special benefit to the cause of God or the church without a thorough reformation on their part. Many Sabbath keepers are not right before God in their political views. They are not in harmony with God's word or in union with the body of Sabbath-keeping believers. Their views do not accord with the principles of our faith. Sufficient light has been given to correct all who wish to be corrected. All who still retain political sentiments which are not in accordance with the spirit of truth are living in violation of the principles of heaven. Therefore, as long as they thus remain, they cannot possess the spirit of freedom and holiness. Their principles and positions in political matters are a great hindrance to their spiritual advancement. These are a constant snare to them and a reproach to our faith, and those who retain these principles will eventually be brought just where the enemy would be glad to have them, where they will be finally separated from Sabbath-keeping Christians. These brethren cannot receive the approval of God while they lack sympathy for the oppressed colored race and are at variance with the pure Republican principles of our government. God has no more sympathy with rebellion upon earth than with the rebellion in heaven. When the great rebel questioned the foundation of God's government and was thrust out with all who sympathized with him in his rebellion,